The Corps of Engineers, working with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, we're engaged in the Rahway River Basin Flood Risk Management Feasibility Study, which is looking at different potential alternatives for flood risk management in the Rahway River Basin. A lot of the focus has actually been on the Cranford area, because that's sort of, you know, obviously a populated area that has historically had a lot of flooding issues and is showing, you know, the possibility for a, you know, high benefit to cost ratios for proposals to reduce the risk of flooding there. And so we're looking at 7 alternatives, you know, and if you count minor tweaks in some of them, it comes out to about 10, but there's 7 main concepts being looked at as far as flood risk management. What Monday was we discussed with the state was there with us, as well as local officials and stakeholders from the communities in the basin. We discussed preliminary benefit to cost ratios of these alternatives. So what that is, we have to look at the potential benefits of a proposal as compared to the costs of implementing and operating, you know, whatever that proposal might be. So that gives us what's called the benefit to cost ratio, which is one of the requirements for a project to basically be viable, to be feasible, is it must have a positive benefit to cost ratio, so it must be greater than 1. You know, that's the baseline standard for it to be what we would call economically justified. And that's the law. So that was what Monday was, is we were discussing these preliminary benefit to cost ratios for these 7 alternatives, or you know, there are these 10 alternatives. Those range from, you know, some folks have heard of the proposal for a dry detention basin in the South Mountain Reservoir. Some of them involve potential work or modifications to the Orange Reservoir. Some of them also include channel improvements, things of that nature, or levee modifications, things of that nature. The idea of this at this stage is, you know, we have these preliminary benefit to cost ratios, and for a project to be considered economically justified, you know, it has to have a greater than 1 benefit to cost ratio. So we shared these BCRs with the stakeholders and with the local officials, and the idea is, you know, at this stage, you know, any alternative that would be, you know, that would move towards construction would definitely still require further evaluation. We would have to do, you know, further refine some of those estimates. We would have to do, you know, more environmental evaluation to determine, you know, what the potential environmental impacts would be. And then it would have to be what we'd call optimized, which is where you kind of make those final tweaks and really nail down the specifics. So if we say right now, you know, it's a, I don't know, something's like 10 feet high, it could be, you know, 10 feet some odd inches, you know, that kind of thing, like working out those, that level of tweaking and details. So that being said, of the 10, some of them have over a 1.0 benefit-to-cost ratio. Some of them have much lower than the 1.0, and some of them are hovering right around that 1.0 area, which, you know, again, these are preliminary figures, so that they could warrant further evaluation. That's something for the state to work with the local officials and local communities to determine, you know, what it is they would like to continue moving forward with as far as evaluation, and we'd be a part of that conversation too. That's kind of what Monday was about, is you know, sitting down, discussing the alternatives, and then sharing these preliminary benefit to cost ratios so they can get an idea of what some of the ones are that, you know, that could potentially continue moving forward.
Out of those 10 different alternatives that were looked at, can you briefly summarize the ones that did come close to either being one or a bit over one?
I mean, the ones that are roughly around one or higher, and again, I mean, even the ones that are a little bit lower, we could work with you know, work with the communities and look at alterations or modifications, things like that. But generally speaking, the ones that are around one or higher, one of the alternatives is a non-structural alternative, so it'd be modifying structures in the 10-year floodplain either through buyouts, elevations, floodproofing, ring walls, things like that. This would be mitigation that's specific to a structure or maybe a couple structures, things like that, versus, say, a larger, like a levee or a reservoir, things like that. So that's one of them that shows above a one. There's a proposal for using part of the South Mountain Reservation as a dry detention basin. That would involve the construction of a dam that would then, as there's a flood event, the floodwaters would back up behind the dam rather than in the community. And so the portions of that that reservation would flood instead. And so there's 2 sort of versions of that alternative. Actually, there's 2 alternatives that involve that. And then each one, there's sort of 2 versions of it, because there's the South Mountain Reservoir dry detention basin with relocation of a road, Brookside Drive, and without. So standalone, the dry detention basin is right around that one benefit-to-cost ratio. With the road work, it's just a hair below at 0.997, and without the road work, it's just a little bit above 1. And then there's another alternative that includes the dry detention basin as well as channel work. And that one, right now, preliminary BCR, they're a little farther below 1. There is an alternative that includes channel work as well as a new outlet at Orange Reservoir, and that one is well above a 1.0 preliminary benefit-to-cost ratio. And then there are some other alternatives, but they're much lower in the benefit-to-cost ratios.
What are the next steps now that these preliminary numbers have been presented? What happens from here on out?
From here, the major next step is working with the state, working with the communities and their elected officials and stakeholders to essentially narrow this down, say, all right, anything that we were to construct, there's much more evaluation that needs to be done, but can we narrow these down? Can we say, all right, we have 7 or 10, if you count alternatives with a minor tweak. We have these alternatives. Can we narrow those down so that we can look at just a handful of them going forward to ultimately select what would be called a tentatively selected plan? And that way, we're spending our time looking at things that are more likely to be implementable.